Minnesota News Network. I'm Bill Werner. Activists from the Minnesota Free Palestine Coalition plan to protest near First Lady Jill Biden's appearance tonight at an Education Minnesota Teachers Union event in Bloomington. Organizer Drake Myers saying they decided on three slogans.
Money for education, not for war. End attacks on academic freedom. And end U.S. aid to Israel.
Myers says they're calling on President Biden to use aid to Israel as leverage for an immediate ceasefire in Gaza and to avert retaliation by Israel against Iran. He says close to where the First Lady is speaking tonight, two Edina High School students were suspended for saying, "From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free." Police in Duluth have issued arrest warrants for three men in connection with the murder of 25-year-old Chantel Moose, who was found in the downtown area early morning hours 1 week ago with a stab wound to the neck and later died at the hospital. Authorities looking for 34-year-old Darius Plummer of Canton, Michigan, who is wanted for second-degree murder, and Trayvon Walters of Duluth and Camonte Cage, both 26 years old, are wanted for second-degree assault with a dangerous weapon. Duluth Police Chief Mike Sanoa says, quote, "We hope that the arrest of these three men will bring peace to Chantel, her family, and her loved ones as they are grieving her loss." Authorities say that investigation remains active. Minnesota officials plan to close a state park on the Mesabi Iron Range so that land can again be used as an active mine. Star Tribune reporting a reclamation company wants to process commercial iron ore from large waste pilings at the Hill Annex Mine State Park in Calumet. DNR officials saying Cliffs Nashwalk also has proposed to start mining that site again by 2029 and taking the ore by train to Hibbing Taconite. There are active bills at the Minnesota legislature to decommission that state park. There is about a month remaining in the legislative session. In other headlines, the State Pollution Control Agency is investigating a spill at a taconite plant in northeast Minnesota. Pipe at North Shore Mining in Silver Bay broke on Wednesday, releasing about 140,000 gallons of recycled water reportedly into Lake Superior. MPCA says it's working to determine if it impacted the surrounding environment. St. Cloud's longest-serving mayor, former state senator Dave Kleiss, says he will not run for a sixth term and is announcing it now to give potential candidates time to campaign before the November election.
At least four or five individuals that are going to be running for me, and I really think that's it's a great opportunity for them, and I think it's a great opportunity for the voters to make that determination as to who should lead this city.
Kleiss is known for transforming the St. Cloud mayor's position from part-time to a full-time position. He was first elected in November of 2005. And ethanol advocates cheering news that the EPA will allow the sale of E15 fuel during the summer season this year. This is Eminent.